My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I know July could be a month of optimism and positivity when it comes to Jet fans. And no matter where I turn, except if I look at Fliegelman, because he thinks the Jets are going to lose basically every game, including in the preseason. But outside of him, everywhere I look, Jet fans are extremely optimistic about this team going into this season. And they bring up things like the offensive line. They bring up things like the moves that they made in the offseason. Sadiq and Cooper beefing up this wide receiver core. Breece Hall sticking around long term. A defense that can't be worse than last year, which I guess statistically there's no way you could possibly be worse. In fact, I'll throw you a bone before I crush the team a little bit. I think the Jets will have a pick six in week one. A pick six. Murphy's Law. I don't know if that's Murphy's Law, but whatever law it is. They didn't have an interception last year. It would be fitting that they'd have not only an interception in week one, plus you're playing a young quarterback in Cam Ward. Let's go Jets pick six in week one. But there is a lot of optimism for the Jets, and people bring up all the reasons that I just said, but they ignore the two biggest things. This is a quarterback head coach league. The Jets have the worst head coach in the NFL, and they have one of, at least based off last year, one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. So explain to me how this year the Jets are in any type of position to win games. Like, I think it is more likely that Aaron Glenn is fired in week 6 or 7 or 8 than it is that the Jets win 6 or 7 or 8 games. Week 2. Home against the Packers. Week 3, road against the Lions. Week 4, against the Bears in Chicago. So those are 3 losses. At best, you're 1-3 after 4 games. At best. And Aaron Glenn has put himself in a situation here, which he overplayed his hand, by not making nice with the media and acting like you were Bill Belichick or Bill Parcells right out of the gate. You have now put yourself in a situation where the Sharks will be circling. And any sign of what we saw last year, the rumblings of him getting fired are going to turn from rumblings to out-and-out cries for it. And the Jets basically hired his short-term replacement in the offseason in Frank Reich. So you have a guy that is capable with head coaching experience on the staff that can be plugged in right away. And you're not just like the Giants did last year with Kafka or the Jets did a couple years ago with Ulbrich, where both of those guys were actually worse than Saleh and Dable, which felt like something that is impossible, but the Jets and Giants made that possible. Well, because they had guys and coordinators that had no head coaching experience and weren't qualified. Frank Reich is qualified. But yeah, I think it is more likely that Aaron Glenn is fired by October 18th. So that would be right before the Patriot game, somewhere around that period, or right before the Dolphin game, October 25th. I think that is more likely than the Jets winning six games, seven games. Long-term optimism? Yeah, I could sell you that on the Jets. Long-term. And I'll use the Knicks model. Because everybody said you can't win a championship with Dolan. Now they say you can't win a championship with Woody. The Knicks won a championship with Dolan. So I think the Jets can win a championship with Woody. But the other three things need to be dynamite. You have to have the right architect. Leon Rose, obviously, as good as it gets in any sport. Is Muji that guy? So far, I would say, so good. But a long way to go before Muji is even anywhere near the conversation of, forget Leon Rose, the, let's say, mid-tier executives in the NFL. Now you need the quarterback, which we know is not Geno Smith. It's not Cade Klubnik. It's certainly not Brady Cook. It's whoever they draft coming up in the 2027 draft. And I know a lot of people wrote off Arch Manning. And I don't blame you if you were one of these people that watched, you know, week one, you were, of course, locked in. They were playing Ohio State. But I think a lot of people didn't pay attention to how great Arch Manning was down the stretch last year. He played a hell of a lot better in his final, maybe like five, six games, maybe even more than that. But he played a lot better in a big enough sample down the stretch where I believe year two here or year two as a starter in Texas, he will have a very strong season. I think Arch Manning is going number one overall. And I think it is in the Jets' best interest to be sitting there with the number one overall pick. Now, they may not go Arch. I'm not under the impression that Arch Manning will not come to the Jets. I know that's going to be a common thing you hear throughout the fall, especially because I think both Arch will play better and start to ascend up the ranks even more, and I think the Jets will have the type of year where they will be picking and looking like they will be picking in the top five. So that conversation about the quarterback and the draft next year will be one we're having quite soon into the season. I, for one, don't buy into Arch Manning's not coming to the Jets. Well, first of all, have you spoken to Arch Manning? You know this for sure. Second of all, this is still New York. You're still a top quarterback in a major market. Ask Boomer. I mean, it puts him in a tough spot. But what did more for his career? Being in Cincinnati or being in New York as a quarterback? Arch Manning could call up his uncle, Eli, and say, Eli, what did it mean to win championships in New York? Well, he doesn't have to tell him. Just turn on the television. You can't go 5 minutes without seeing Eli Manning on TV. The Jets are not the Giants, but they're still a NFL franchise in New York. And to be a star quarterback for that team and to be the guy that gets them over 500, back to the playoffs, dare I say win a Super Bowl, that's a way to, especially if you have Manning on the back of your jersey, that's a way to sort of separate yourself from your extremely famous uncles. And yeah, even your famous grandfather. So I would think Arch Manning would look at that as a challenge. And all the people, or a lot of people this is the other thing too. A lot of people will say, well, he's never coming to the Jets. Those are the same people that'll tell you that the Jets are going to be good. It's like, well, if you think they're going to be good, then why doesn't Arch Manning think they're going to be good? If the Jets have all these great things that they're building, an offensive line, a wide receiver room.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families at United Healthcare. We can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Let's call it a really good running back that committed long term. Wouldn't that be all things that Arch Manning would want to step into? If the Jets are as good as a lot of people think they are as far as some of their foundation, okay. I'm not going to completely disagree with that, but it's a coach quarterback league, and they have the worst coach, and they have one of the worst quarterbacks. That's why I can't be optimistic this year. Long term, I can be, though. I can. And I'll use the Knicks as an example. The Knicks were where the Jets are now. Hopeless. Worst franchise in sports. Directionless. Nobody wanted to play there. They'll never win with this owner. They can't attract any superstars. Until the unlikeliest of superstars was attracted to this team. And they hired the right person to build this team brick by brick in Leon Rose. So long term, and the Jets have put themselves in that position by trading away a bunch of young players where they have a lot of these picks. And they have a quarterback class next year that you can really, really get excited about. So 2, 3, 4, 5 years, optimism for the Jets. I can buy it. I can sell it to you, the Jet fan. No doubt. This year, I can't. And I think it's more likely that Glenn is out of here, fired by week 7 or 8, than it is the Jets win 6 or 7 games. And one of the reasons I think you hire a Frank Reich is because if you fire Glenn early on, you can put somebody in there like Frank Reich that is a head coach with head coaching experience. So you're not in a situation like you were a couple years ago where Obrick came in and he was worse than Saleh. Your defense was worse because you had to move Obrick away from the defense. And let's be real, the Jet defense hasn't been good since Saleh was here. Even though Aaron Glenn, that should be his expertise. It's just too much on Glenn's plate. He basically, paraphrasing, and obviously there were some conflicting reports on this, but we'll go with our guy, Marash. Woody Johnson essentially said to Aaron Glenn, look, I'm paying you all this money. You fix the defense. Fix the defense? The guy can be, he's got to figure out how to be a head coach, and you got him as a defensive coordinator, too? Would you like him to go out there and throw passes as well? It is a very, very difficult situation that Aaron Glenn is walking into. Some of it his fault, some of it not his fault. I can buy Jet optimism, not for this season, not for this year. I understand, by the way, I understand it. I get it if you're a fan and you want to buy into it in July, but it's like you don't have the pieces yet, the important ones. It's a coach quarterback league. Your quarterback's Geno Smith. Your coach is Aaron Glenn. And I don't like Kate Klubnik either. I know the Jets do. They traded up for him, but I don't. But I do think in 5 years the Jets can be where the Knicks are now or close to it. Let's not get nuts and say they're winning a Super Bowl, but I do think the Jets can be a playoff team year in and year out in a couple of years. I think they're on the doorstep of that. Now, they could screw it up, of course. Anybody could, but that's where I can feel more optimistic. And that's where I could, if I was buying sort of shares or stocks of optimism and you were selling it to me for, hey, a couple of years down the line, I'd say absolutely, absolutely. Can't do it this year. Nor is it in the best interest of the franchise to have a sort of mediocre year, because that kind of puts them in NFL purgatory, which is where you don't want to be. And as far as culture, you know when your culture gets better? When you have a great quarterback. And you hire the right head coach, and you have the right... That's where things start to come into place. But let's say Saleh has a moment, Ward has a moment, and the Jets lose the first game. They're 0-1. Then you get Love and the Packers in week two. You don't feel good about that game, I would imagine. Week three, Lions on the road. Then you're on the road again for the Bears. So that's four games. So let's say you're 0-4. Do you know what the conversation is going to be like around here if they're 0-4? Because if they're 0-4, it probably means Geno Smith's not playing well. So you're already talking about a coach and quarterback change a month into the year. Most teams that do that a month in the year are not set up for a successful season. I do think there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And no, I don't think it's an oncoming train. But I can't buy it for this year. I can't. I do think there's a path. I do think there's a mid to long-term plan for this franchise. I do think they are going in that direction. But they are far from at that point where you say, this team is... I mean, Aaron Glenn saying Geno Smith is leading them to the promised land. The only promised land that would be is the number one overall pick, which is exactly where Geno got to the Raiders to.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.